And now the preface by Jerry Hicks. What do you believe attracted you to this book? Why do you suppose you're hearing these words? Which part of the title got your attention? Was it money, health, happiness, learning to attract? Or was it the law of attraction, perhaps? Whatever the obvious reason may have been for your attention to this book, the information contained here has come to you in answer to something for which you've been somehow asking. What's this book about? It teaches that life is supposed to feel good and that our overall well-being is what's natural. It teaches that no matter how good your life is now, it can always get better, and that the choice and the power to improve your life experience is within your personal control. And it offers practical, philosophical tools that, when put into consistent use, will enable you to allow yourself to experience more of the wealth, health, and happiness that is your natural birthright. And I know, because it keeps happening to me. As I move forward from each desire-clarifying experience of contrast to a new desire, and then to a new manifestation, my life overall gets better and better. Life is good. It's New Year's Day of 2008, and I'm beginning this preface while seated at the dining room table of our new Del Mar, California haven. From the time Esther and I were married, 1980, we've been making it a point to visit this, what I call, Garden of Eden area as often as has been practical. And now, after all those years as appreciative San Diego visitors, we will now be actually living here as appreciative part-time residents. And what's not to appreciate? There was our friend who led us to find the property. We told him we were looking for a piece of property near Del Mar where we could park our 45-foot tour bus. There were the landscape architects, engineers, designers, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, tile roofers, and copper gutterers. There were those talented, skilled tradespeople, tile layers, stuccoers, painters, and fence and gate and ironworks creators. There were floor installers and custom lift slide doors, arched wooden windows and doors, and stained glass window folks. There were the high-end, high-tech people who install the Lutron Master Control Lighting System, the audio-video computer networking system, the new train multiple-zone master control silent air conditioning system, and the Snidero, Miele, Bosch, Viking kitchen and laundry equipment. There were those who placed our new furniture and placed it again and again as we discovered what felt best. There were those teams of hard-working diggers, trenchers, haulers, cement pourers, stone workers, and transplanters of full-grown trees. And then there were the thousands of people who had a hand in and also earned money from the inventions, creations, and distribution of the thousands of products involved. Well, that's a lot to appreciate. And that was just the tip of the iceberg of what's to appreciate. There was the discovery of a new favorite restaurant and owners and staff only a couple of minutes away. And then there were those incredibly delightful, eclectic, positive neighbors who welcomed us here in a style that we have never previously experienced. There's more, too. There's the breathtaking view to the south into the primitive Torrey Pines State Reserve, across the Carmel Valley Creek and Waterbird Sanctuary in the lagoon, and down into the crashing, foaming waves of the Pacific Ocean as it untiringly washes up onto the Torrey Pines beach. Yes, life is good. Esther and I just finished a brief walk on the beach, and we're now settling down for the evening to put some finishing touches on Abraham's newest book, Money and the Law of Attraction, Learning to Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness. It was over 40 years ago, while performing a series of concerts in colleges across the nation, that I accidentally noticed a book lying on a coffee table in a motel in a small town in Montana. That book, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, changed my beliefs about money so dramatically that my use of its principles attracted financial success to me in a way I had not previously imagined. Thinking or growing rich hadn't been something I had much interest in, but shortly before discovering that book, I had decided that I wanted to modify the way I earned and increase the amount of money that I received, and so it turned out that my attraction to Hill's book was a direct answer to what I'd been asking for. Soon after encountering Think and Grow Rich in that Montana motel, I met a man in a motel in Minnesota who offered me a business opportunity that was so compatible with Hill's teachings that for 9 joyous years, I focused my attention on building that business. During those 9 years, the business grew into a multi-million dollar international enterprise, and in that relatively short time, my finances grew from just getting by, which was all I'd previously really wanted, to reaching all of my newly inspired financial goals. What I learned from Hill's book worked so grandly for me that I began using that work as a textbook to share his success principles with my business associates. But looking back, Even though the teachings had worked extremely well for me, I became aware that only a couple of my associates had received the huge financial success that I had wanted all of them to have. And so I began to search for another level of answers that might be more effective for a broader range of people. As a result of my personal Think and Grow Rich experience, I became convinced that the achievement of success was something that could be learned. We didn't have to be born into a family who had already discovered how to make money. We didn't have to get good grades in school or know the right people or live in the right country or be the right size, color, gender, religion, and so on. We simply had to learn a few simple principles and then consistently put them into practice. However, not everyone gets the same message from the same words or the same results from the same books. And so, as soon as I began asking for more understanding, Richard Bach's enlightening book, Illusions, happened to come into my awareness. And although Illusions brought me to one of the most thrilling aha days of my life and brought some concepts that began to open my mind for the phenomenon that I was about to experience, it contained no additional principles that I could consciously utilize in my business. The next accidental discovery of an ultimately valuable book for me came while I was just killing some time in a Phoenix library. I wasn't looking for anything, but I happened to notice a book high on a shelf entitled Seth, S-E-T-H, Speaks by Jane Roberts and Robert F. Butts. Seth, a non-physical entity as they call themselves, had dictated through Jane a series of books, and I read them all. And as strange as that form of communication may have seemed to most, Esther was extremely uncomfortable with it at first, I had always tended to judge the trees by their fruits, and so I looked beyond the strange aspects and focused on what to me were the positive, practical parts of the Seth material that I felt I could utilize to help others improve their life experience. Seth had a different perspective on life than what I had heard previously expressed, and I was particularly interested in two of Seth's terms. You create your own reality, and your point of power is in the present. Although, as much as I read, I never felt that I truly understood those principles, I somehow knew that there were, within them, answers to my questions. However, Jane was no longer in physical form, so Seth was unavailable for any further clarification. Through a series of fortuitous events, in a manner similar to the Seth and Jane experiences, Esther, my wife, began receiving the material that's now known as the Teachings of Abraham. Should you like to hear one of the original recordings detailing our introduction to Abraham, you can find our free Introduction to Abraham recording as a 70-minute download at our website, and that's www.abraham-hicks.com. That's abraham-hicks.com, or you can get it from our office as a free CD. In 1985, when this phenomenon began with Esther, I could sense that this would bring the answers to my desire to better understand the laws of the universe and how we might be able to naturally, deliberately work in harmony with them in order to fulfill our purpose for being in physical form. And so, about 20 years ago, I sat with Esther in a small cassette tape recorder and plied Abraham with hundreds of questions on primarily 20 different subjects, mostly regarding practical spirituality. And then, as other people began hearing about Abraham and wanting to interact with us, we produced those 20 recordings and published them as two special subjects albums. Over the course of two decades, millions of people have become aware of the teachings of Abraham as a result of our many books, tapes, CDs, videos, DVDs, group workshops, and radio and television appearances. Also, other best-selling authors soon began to use Abraham's teachings in their books and radio, television, and workshop appearances. And then, about 2 years ago, an Australian television producer approached us requesting permission to build a television series around our work with Abraham. She joined us with her film crew on one of our Alaskan cruises, filmed the show, and then went in search of other students of our teachings whom she could incorporate into the pilot film. And the rest is, as they say, history. The producer called her movie The Secret, and it featured the basic tenet of the teachings of Abraham, the law of attraction. And although it wasn't picked up by the Australian network, Network 9, as a series, the documentary went straight to the DVD format and was transcribed into a book. And now, because of The Secret, the concept of the law of attraction has reached many more millions of people who've been asking for a better feeling life. This book has evolved from the transcription of five of our original recordings from over 20 years ago. This is the first time these transcriptions have been available in print. However, they're not word for word, because Abraham has now gone through every page of the original transcriptions and modified every part that might be made easier for the reader to understand and put into immediate practical use. There's a saying in the teaching world, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. And so, should you decide to immerse yourself in these teachings, you'll probably notice much repetition as you move forward, because we usually learn best through repetition. You cannot continue the same old habitual, limiting thought patterns and get new, unlimited results. But through simple, practiced repetition, you can, over time, comfortably develop new, life-enhancing habits. In the media world, there's a saying, people would rather be entertained than informed. Well, unless you're entertained by learning new ways of looking at life, you'll probably find this book more informative than entertaining. Rather than being like a novel that's read, enjoyed, and then set aside, this, more like a textbook on the principles of achieving and maintaining wealth, health, and happiness, is a book to be read and studied and put into practiced use. I was led to this information by my desire to help others feel better, especially in the area of financial fulfillment. So I feel especially gratified that this money book is now on its way to those who are asking the questions that it will answer. This book, Money and the Law of Attraction, is the second of four scheduled Law of Attraction books. 2 years ago, we published The Law of Attraction, The Basics of the Teachings of Abraham, and that went immediately to the top, to the New York Times bestseller list. Next will be Relationships and the Law of Attraction, and the final book in the series will be Spirituality and the Law of Attraction. Revisiting this life-changing material in preparation for the publication of this book has been a delightful experience for Esther and me, for we've been reminded again of these basic and simple principles that Abraham discussed with us at the beginning of our interaction. From the beginning, Esther and I have intended to apply to our lives what Abraham has been teaching, and our resulting joyous growth experience has been remarkable. After 2 decades of practicing these principles, Esther and I are still in love. Even though we've just now completed building this new home in California and are in the process of construction of a new home on our Texas business complex, we enjoy being with each other so much that we'll still spend most of the next year traveling on our 45-foot-long marathon motor coach from workshop to workshop. We've had no medical examinations or insurance for 20 years. We're debt-free and will pay more income taxes this year than the sum of all the money we earned in all of our earning years before Abraham's guidance. And although neither all our money nor all our good health can make us happy, Esther and I are still finding ways to be happy anyway. And so, it's with extraordinary joy that we can tell you, from our own personal experience, this works.